This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3788 for Wednesday, the 8th of February, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Nitocore Tube Torch. It is hosted by Dave Morris, and is about 7 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is I have owned one of these for many years and find it very useful.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Dave Morris. I've got a short talk today, which I've sort of put together in a bit of a hurry because we're getting so low on shows. So just as a hint to everybody, if you have any ideas for shows and you have the capability of making something relatively quickly, then your contributions will be much, much appreciated. Anyway, getting on with the subject, I'm talking about a torch, or as other parts of the world call them, flashlight, and it's a subject that came up during the recording of the community news in May 2022. I'm not very quick. I've got an example of this particular device, which is called a Nitocore. Nitocore seems to be a fairly productive brand, because there are many different torches available, but this one is called the Tube, and it is had it since 2016, and it's been fantastic. It's got lots of reviews all over the place, but I thought I'd just give you a quick overview and point you at some of the longer reviews if you're interested. The version I have is the Nitocore Tube version 1, which I don't think is available anymore. At least it's not on Amazon. There's version 2, which is about the same price and should be just as good. There's a photo of the little torch against a ruler on the Imperial side, so it's a little bit over 2 inches long. I bought this on Amazon, and after seeing Big Clive's YouTube channel where he did a video about it, and it was under £10 at that point. And I haven't tried the version 2, but I will maybe do so at some point in time. It's a small plastic bodied torch with fittings for a key ring. I've not been keen on the idea of putting on a key ring because things on key rings tend to get bashed by the keys. Not that I have a huge lot of keys, but they are in my pocket and tend to get rattled about a lot. So I keep this one in my shirt pocket. There's a little rubber like some substance that feels like rubber on the top of it. When I say the top, I mean the flat side. It's actually quite a narrow device. It's got enough width that you can hold it easily, and it's got a button in the middle of one of the flat sides, which is just down from the LED that does the business. It has a micro USB port on the edge, which is also covered by one of these rubbery caps, which you can easily move to one side and plug a USB cable in. When it's charging, there's a blue LED inside the body of the torch, which lets you know what's happening and turns off when charging is complete. Nothing very exciting there. I'm surprised how many functions are in these things. There shouldn't be really. So there'll be a microcontroller or something in there which is doing it. But a single press turns the low light level on and off. That's just enough to see your way around in a darkened area, darkened room. It doesn't carry very far, but it's fine if you're not wanting to turn the lights on in your house at night and you're moving around for whatever reason. If you do a double press, it turns on the permanent high level mode, which is quite a lot more powerful, and it's really, really quite good. You can see a lot with that in the dark. If you do a single press and hold for more than 1 second, you get temporary high mode. And then if you press and hold when in low mode, it increases in brightness in steps. And you press and hold for more than 5 seconds when it's in high mode, and it'll lock the torch against accidental button presses. The light blinks to show that it's locked. And then you just press and hold to return to normal. I played with this, but I don't use it because in a shirt pocket, it doesn't get a lot of bumps and bashes, so it tends not to suffer from being switched on accidentally. So I don't use this torch a huge amount. It's not a thing that I'm trotting around the outside with very much. But the fact that it's in my pocket means I have a source of quite bright light when I need one. The lower light level, as I said before, is good for moving around in the dark or in a gloomy place. But the brighter level I tend to use to read labels on jars, bottles, and other containers. I think it's probably my age and my eyes that are letting me down here, that because I cannot deal with labels on things where they're quite small to start with. The writing's very small, and they use weird colouring, like a dull orange lettering on a purple background, I've written down here. Another sort of maroon, purple, orange on maroon. They're so similar. If I illuminate it with this bright thing, I can read it. But otherwise, no chance. I could hold it under a light, I guess, but the lighting in my house is not bright enough for me to see it. So the night court is my saviour, as I say in the notes, when dealing with this sort of thing. The other thing to do is pass it to my kids and say, can you read that? But it's not. I won't be very popular if I keep doing that. I don't charge it very often because it's not getting a hell of a lot of use, but it's easy to do with the phone charger. I have several micro USB cables around and lots of these charging plugs that I used over the years for phones and MP3 players and whatever. So it's well able to cope with that. So yeah, so my conclusion is that this is a great little device. I have other torches for when I need stronger, more broadly illuminating light source, but I wouldn't be carrying these around. They're bulky things. They wouldn't be in my pocket all the time, is what I mean. The night core is small and compact enough that I can keep it on me at all times. And if I lost this one or it died, I'm pretty sure I'd get another similar nature. And this brand, I find, is good and reliable and quite well made. So there's a bunch of links in the notes, which if you're interested, you can go and look at quite a lot of Big Clive links and a very detailed review of the device. So if it's of interest to you, I hope you find them useful. Okay then, that's it. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.